So I'm just going to do a basic thing I want to say to us in the spirit of Christmas. It's basically this. An opening thing I want to talk about is may we never forget what the Christmas season is about. Luke 2:10 says this. Maybe. I think it's it. Yeah, there we go. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." So when I was thinking about in general, this is what Christmas is. What would I want to say to us? I think we're in a period of time, this is a perfect kind of week, that we are preparing in some ways in our heart for Christmas. And so right now you have families, you're running around getting gifts, you're going to be around family, you're going to be around people. It's really easy for us to get distracted and just lose what this is about. So often when it comes to Easter, so often when it comes to Christmas, so often when it comes to celebrations, we don't celebrate well, we celebrate culturally. We don't celebrate God. And so what I want to say to you is, as you're preparing for Christmas, this is a verse I use often at funerals or celebrations of life. It says this, and this is kind of the thought that's carrying into what I want to say to you. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says this, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may grieve, that you may not grieve as others who do not have hope." So what I want to say is this, anytime there's a funeral or a celebration of life of someone who's passed away, who's a believer, I have the opportunity to stand before a family and say, do not grieve as lost people. Don't grieve as those who don't have any hope. Don't grieve as those who don't know where your loved one is. Because we should not look like lost people in our grieving. We should grieve, but in the midst of our grieving, there's a peace. There's a joy. We know where they are. That's why when a person's passing away and they maybe even have tears in their eyes, they're holding on. They know where they're going. I've witnessed that. I'm thinking of someone, a Mimi, a person I grew up with. She's in the midst of passing away, and she was a strong believer, went on many mission trips. And I know that as I get to partake in her celebration of life, as well as KC's, they knew Jesus. They're believers. There's no question. So they don't grieve. The family doesn't even grieve the same. In fact, usually believers are like kind of in this place of, I just don't want them to suffer anymore. It's not about living. It's I don't want them to suffer anymore because I'm so confident where they're going. Amen? So with that same thought process, and I think about Christmas, I want to say this to you. May we not celebrate Christmas, where is it? As a lost person. Do we celebrate Christmas the same as every single other person in our culture, or is there something distinctly different about the way we celebrate Christmas? Is there any distinction in your family and in your mentality as you celebrate Christmas, or do you do it just like a secular lost person? So, folks, I just want you to think about that. I'm not doing the angry emoji. I'm just saying, hey, think about that. As you celebrate, as you prepare in your heart for the season, where does your mind go? Where does your heart go? Because when I think of Luke 2:10, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Are we finding our joy in the gifts? Are we finding our joy in the greatest gift that was ever given? When we communicate with family, as we're anticipating for the season, do we marinate, do we meditate on what this is about? Yeah, we sang a song about go tell it on your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter. There's nothing, that's a great thing actually. Do you in the midst of Christmas say to the world, I am a believer and I testify as to what this season is about? You can take Christ out of Christmas, but you can't take Christ out of my Christmas. There is no Christmas without Christ. Amen? The good news that Jesus brought. So folks, as you come into this season, I ask you to contemplate, this is between you and God, are you going to celebrate Christmas a little different? Will you meditate? Will you pray? Will you anticipate this season in the midst of, I'm a believer, and this season is so special. This means the world to me. The same as I can sit as a person who's losing their life or lost a loved one, it's that same great news in the death time that I can say we have life. It's the same thing because great news entered into the world. We are now, just as we sang, reconciled. Mankind is reconciled with God. That's what this season is about. So I challenge you not to let this season, because often we're in danger of losing what the holiday is about. It's about giving. It's about blessings. And every time we give a gift, we can give it and be thinking about Christ. And so with that said, I want us to look at some specific passages. Namely this, Romans 5:8 says this, But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now that's a gift. While you're still far from God, while you're deep in your sin, God said, I give my life for you. Right? Christmas is about Jesus coming, but he came because of what he was going to do. Amen? So as you celebrate gifts and giving of gifts, be mindful of the greatest gift of life. It's Jesus. Now, what does that look like for you? If you got some off time, maybe we just worship differently. Maybe we sing some songs. Maybe we just get alone with God and just, God, make this Christmas in my heart about you more than anything else. When you're getting stressed because you're having to go to this house and all these different places, calm down and be like, why is this? The whole reason that this is about Jesus. So calm down in the midst of your anxiety, in the midst of, oh, I got to do all these things. Calm down and say, man, this is about Jesus. Don't let the busyness, the craziness of the season rob why we celebrate Christmas. Amen? The greatest gift that's ever been given. Here's a couple other verses for you to think about in this season. 1 Peter 3:18, Peter says it this way. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteousness for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, that he might bring us to God. Romans 5:11, back to Paul, says this. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. What could you focus on at Christmas that could get you joy and happy and peace? Reconciliation that God gave us because of his life. Amen? Thirdly, and this is my verse, this was the theme verse for me. 2 Corinthians 9:15. You may want to look this up. You may want to memorize this. Maybe you've never heard this verse. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. Now that's an interesting word in Greek. It's hard to figure out how to translate that into English. The point is this. If I had the emoji, the wow face, it's his inexpressible wow, God, his gift that he gave his life for us. Amen? So folks, on your Twitter, I don't have Twitter, on your Facebook, on your Instagram, people that you're texting, when you're talking to your workplace people, right, in the midst of all the craziness, will you say to people, go tell it on the mountain what Christ has done for me. Amen? That is what this season's about. It's about Jesus. Absolutely. It's about the great joy that entered into the world. And don't forget, many of your folks around you don't know the story of the good news. They don't. So as I will say, as we end in a time of just transition, I just want to say this to you. Man, don't forget that this season is a great season for you to tell folks around you, folks in your family, for you to say boldly why you celebrate Christmas, why you're excited about Christmas. You can have that conversation. In fact, I would say lost people expect it, right? You could ask them, you know, why do you celebrate Christmas? I celebrate Christmas because the greatest gift that's ever been given was given to me, and I'm a believer, and I have my hope in Jesus. This is a great season for you to testify to those around you why you celebrate Christmas. So folks, I ask you as you leave, as you transition, I ask you to think through, how are you going to celebrate Christmas this year? How are you going to celebrate and prepare your heart so that this is not just another Christmas that became activity, I was busy, I just never even thought about Jesus. Focus in on why do we do this? Think through some family traditions. As I have now a 2-year-old, as I have a 6-month-year-old, it's important for me to be thinking through what are some traditions we want in our family so that my kid doesn't grow up and the entire focus of Christmas is presents, 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 presents. No, 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 no. These are not the most important thing. Jesus Christ's greatest gift ever. Those kind of traditions in your family so that when your family thinks about Christmas, it's not just the secular gifts. It's about Jesus. What can you do? What can you do to implement in your family why Christmas matters? Amen? So I challenge you to pray about that, think about that, maybe have a conversation with your spouse, maybe with your family. How can we let Christmas this year be distinctly different than just every other person who, some of them may be far from God, but in our family, it's about Jesus more than anything. You can give a gift and know why you're giving a gift and reminding folks, man, this season is about Jesus. Amen? Let me pray, and then we will literally be done. We're just going to play music. We're not going to have the altar time. I know we had an emoji Christmas. If you want to talk, I'll be up here. You can always talk to me. I'm probably one of the last people out the door every week. So let's pray. Father, thank you for the play. Thank you for us getting to have an opportunity of worship. Thank you for the reminder of what this season's about, Father. I think of in the Old Testament all the different celebrations in which they did that you commanded them to do. And Lord, you haven't given us a commandment as to celebrate Christmas, but we have an opportunity within our own culture that even as we say Christmas, we know what it's about. It's about Christ. So Father, I pray that as we celebrate and we have the opportunity to celebrate Christmas, I pray that God, we would not be quiet, that we would expound, we'd share with the others around us why we celebrate this. Because Father, just as Luke 2:10 says, it's about the good news of great joy. That is for all people. So those around us who are far from you, they can hear the good news, God, and know that when they pass away, there will be with you, Father, because there is an amazing blessing of reconciliation through you, God. And I pray that we, as we think through this season, as we have an opportunity to celebrate differently, I pray that we wouldn't be able to help but share that which is in our heart, the amazing gift of your Son, and that we would tell those around us. God, thank you for today. I pray that we would leave from here being a catalyst in our own families and in our workplaces, proclaiming what you've done for us, Lord. And we thank you for this season as we celebrate you coming into this earth and giving us the hope that we have. It's your name we pray. Amen. 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift.